Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
How do you lie?
Stop.
Hello?
I'm not sure if Ida's on, Nathan.
I see. That's Ida.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Dr. Laura.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. This is yours truly, Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I'm a scholar in resident at the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education at Teachers College in Columbia, at Columbia University in the beautiful city of New York, New York. We are so excited to be here with you this evening. We are also part of the environmental health team at the Center for Environmental Health Worldwide, where I am now serving as the environmental health ambassador to Canada, trying to bring a bridge between environmental health needs in Canada and environmental health innovation and the environmental health needs in the United States. And I had somebody sent me a artwork today. It was an image of the friendship flag between Canada and the United States. I had no idea such flag existed, but it's kind of a montage of the Canadian flag and the maple leaf of the Canadian flag and the stars and stripes of the U.S. And I just encourage everybody to Google the friendship flag of Canada and the U.S. because it's beautiful. And that's what this radio show has become. It has been far-reaching to Canada. It's been far-reaching from coast to coast in the United States. And now you can even call in from other countries. We've had people call in from France and Nigeria, and it's been amazing to see how many people are really reaching out to get this information on the show. And tonight, I am so excited to have one of my favorite people in the whole world, the Archangel of the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, Mr. God Hunter himself. This young man is so anointed. He is so anointed that God continues to send children that have over 600 seizures a day with these rare, rare seizure disorders to his city, to his door. And it's just amazing, Gagan. I mean, I'm in just in awe of you, of your anointing, of how God shows out in your life. Welcome to the show tonight. You got to tell us about California and all this stuff that you're so excited about and give us an update on the young lady down in Charlotte who had perpetual seizures and hadn't even been out of bed in years. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Dr. A, and say hello to our listening audiences, well, worldwide at this point. Yeah, I'm just so thankful and humble and give thanks and glory to God. There is a young lady that we met through her mother. Her name is Allie. Her mother, I think, might have been on, I think, one other show. Her name is Kendra Jeffers. And her daughter, Allie, came down with seizures starting at the age of, I think she said, 6 or 8. And she's now 21. And it got progressively worse. She has another one of these rare conditions that I can't even remember the exact medical term, but I will describe it in the sense that her nervous system basically has degenerated, and where she has constant seizures. There's not a time where she's not having some type of seizure. She's bedridden. I met the mother through a another project that I've been working on, and that's a project with the CBD cannabis oil. And her mother was using the cannabis oil on her daughter because nothing, there was no medical drug in the world that could save her daughter. In fact, her daughter was on the verge of leaving this world when she told the medical professionals that she was going to administer this this oil, and they said they told her to go right ahead because there was nothing else they could do for this child, and she was going to die. And so she administered the CBD oil, and before their eyes, they watched their daughter come back from a coma, open her eyes, and she's still with us, and she's, you know, becoming, the mother has become an advocate for the CBD oil. And just in case people don't know what CBD stands for, it's a cannabidiol, which comes from the cannabis sativa plant, and so it's anti-seizure properties, it's neuroprotective, antioxidant, anti-cancer. There's a lot of research going on with it. So when I met the mother, I immediately thought about, wow, what can the nanos do? If the CBD oil is helping her, the nanos can only take her daughter's health and improve it to the next level. And lo and behold, Dr. A came to Charlotte, and we scheduled a meeting, and we drove out there, and we saw Allie, and, you know, we applied the nanos. I did the muscle testing to determine how many nanos she needed and in what parts of her body. And Dr. A, I was thinking, I kept thinking the name of the device that you put. It was like a foil underneath the mattress. And
it was a radiation blocker. One of the new technologies that we are using in part of the whole solar retrofitting, we put a radiation blocker strip in the bed so that the bed does not conduct any vibration from the electricity, and it just so happens that it communicates to the solar. So
right,
it helps
which
the
you
power
put in the
to
window.
Make that bed zero stress, yes.
Yeah, and so since then, well, immediately when we put the nanos on it, on the young lady, she had an immediate response. I mean, it was an immediate response. So much so that one of the nanos that I had placed, the energy got a little too much for her, and so we moved it to, I think, both her feet. And,
right.
And Allie began to get quiet. And that was the first time she got still, and the mother, we could see the improvement. Now, what's amazing was that after we all left, I talked with Kendra, and she said that was the first night that her daughter had slept, because at the nighttime is when the seizures are at their worst, or they're the strongest. So it was one of the first times that her daughter has been able to be still and to sleep. And since then, she's seen improvement. And then I was just told that she went outside the house. They visited a friend, and they had a sleepover. And that was the first time in many, many months, maybe even years, that she has left the bed. So that in itself is a miracle. And I know moving forward, when we get an opportunity to retrofit her house in that room, she's going to see even more improvement. But that in itself is miraculous. And she's been improving ever since.
I was so excited when you shared that information with me. I said, Gagan, you got to come on and share it with the radio family. I said, because when you asked me, invited me to go out to her house, you know, when you have children, this child has a rare seizure disorder. She's the only one in the United States where her seizures were perpetual. They were continuous. So she was having more than 600 seizures a day. Imagine having a seizure every, you know, 5 seconds that was lasting for about 30 seconds, and then back to back to back to back. The mother had said on the show that she had to use emergency medicine for her to sustain her life, to sustain her heart and her lungs for the last 16 years, almost nightly. So this child was literally sick unto death, as you said. And so my approach has always been to go to the lowest level of frequency, and we went with the soli in the windows. The soli is the most gentle frequency, and we made energy waves. And then you tested her, and her body responded best when those nanos were put on her right foot.
Right.
And you put two of them there. What's so miraculous is the mother said that the child has started talking and dialoguing and reasoning. And we had a woman on the show last Tuesday, a nurse who had a hysterectomy, and she had an anesthesia reaction, and she came through that. She had lost her cognitive processing. She couldn't even add 2 + 3 and get 5. She was so demented and so weak, they gave her like 5 blood transfusions, and her blood-formed elements were just so unstable that she had no endurance. She crawled most of the time around in her apartment. When I met her, she could only walk about 6 feet. She had to sit down every 6 feet. And we did her apartment. Within 6 weeks, she said the clarity of her mind started coming back and her endurance got stronger. And I'm saying all that to say that that's some of the testimony that Kendra had about Allie. Allie was more a cognitive. She was dialoguing. She had awareness, you know. It's almost like she just woke up. And I'm like, if she's just doing that with the energy wave from Soli, because Soli is the window insulator. It creates an energy wave that comes off the window about 6 to 7 feet. So she had a window right next to her bed, and she was able to catch that wave. That wave went in the wall behind the bed and was communicating to that blocker in the bed. So she was just letting her energy wave to see what she would do. And, of course, nano strengthened that. And even though when you test her, Gagan, her body asked for that nano for 4 hours, and the mother said, I'm not taking that nano off of her. That nano seems to balance her out, and the longer it's in there, the more it's just like every day is a new miracle. So
yes,
usually like to let the children have that wave for about 6 to 8 weeks to see how they're able to adjust, and it looks like she is moving forward. I mean, she's perpetual in motion, so she's ready to have her whole house done. And so we're so excited that we have hooked up with a research institute out of North Carolina. We're positioning for our collaborations with universities. We meet with council tomorrow. I'm so excited. I can hardly contain my joy. Yes, because the BioSmart Solar Homes, we had a company out of Atlanta to evaluate the technology. And they came back with a rendering that the value of the home project was $37,000. And so that has to be pushed on a research platform because we're creating a whole new industry. Even the training that many of you listening in tonight have had has been modulated to support the development of an industry. So that training is going to be offered through workforce development for skills enhancement and across the board, beginning with education and healthcare, because the teachers are really, when we spoke at the technology conference at North Carolina University, at a University of North Carolina, there were educators there from all over the state, and we simulated what's going on in the classroom. And I had teachers get up and use these quantifying meters to measure out the microsurge in the classroom and the convergence that was with the smart monitor and all of the electronics. This was our smart classroom that were at the front of this conference room, of this classroom. They held about 50 students. This classroom was at a university, so these would be 50 college students. They were blown away that the microsurge should be below 40. It was over 1,200.
Wow.
And that had powered up the window, so every person that we tested within 11 feet of the window lost energy. Mm. And so the teachers began to say, so this is why the children are falling asleep. And this is why the asthmatics have, you know, asthma attacks when they're sitting near these windows. And, you know, they began to formulate their own opinions and hypotheses about what was happening in the classroom. And so I said, yes, this is a real problem that needs to be addressed. And so they are so excited, they're so fired up, that translated into kind of a pre-launch training. Because we had to train the trainers that were going to be training these students and interfacing. And the first training will be launching here in, I'm not sure if it's going to be the latter part of August or the first part of September. Because what we've asked these universities to do is whenever you bring a new skill set into a profession, it has to be simulated in therapeutics of that profession. For example, in nursing, in the class where we teach students how to take a temperature, pulse, and respiration, it's called nursing therapeutics. Some universities call it nursing process. It's at that level of learning that these new skill sets will be introduced, and the students and faculty alike will be evaluating them and recommending them for complete immersion into vital measurement. You know, when they take your temperature, pulse, respiration, pulse oxide, where they stick that little clip on your finger to see how much oxygen you're perfusing at the cellular level.
Right.
The Bedouin testing and muscle response testing and use of these quantifying meters will be introduced at that level. And we are so excited. I can hardly keep my feet on the ground. And so because we are now in a consortium, the universities have already gotten funding to help birth this industry. And as part of the collaborative, they're giving grants to persons to get their houses mitigated and retrofitted with this technology and to be on a self-study research forum. Because the whole quest is people have to learn and gain of knowledge of perpetual monitoring and measurements of radiation and air quality that's in their home. And this has to be modulated so we're getting it down on a third grade level. Little children, I was with a mom today whose son was going to football practice. And he had been on electronics all day long, you know, playing with the laptop, playing with the Game Boy.
And you need to look, when you're buying your children these electrical devices, you need to look on those devices and see if they have a health warning label. Nintendo, Wii, Sony, Microsoft Office, Compaq Computers, Hewlett-Packard are now putting health advisory labels on all their electronics. Why? Because we now know electricity, when you have an electrical device in your hand, like one of those Game Boys, or these kids are texting or playing video games on their tablets and on their cell phones, you know, that stuff is absorbing to their organs and to their heart. It's affecting their body. And the way to test that is you take your right hand and put your pointing finger and your middle finger, put them together, make them like pencils, make them stand straight, and stick them in your navel. Have the child put the two fingers in the navel. Then you do muscle response testing with the left arm or Bedort testing with the left hand. If that child loses energy, it's because the child is at risk for carrying a static charge. When the body has a static charge, it can stress the organs, and it can certainly stress the heart on exertion. So we were talking about how do you discharge the static charge from the body. And of course, I shared the mom, the nanotechnology, and how effective it is. Just put it over the navel, count to 10. It will discharge the static from the body. And she was amazed to see how immediately after we did that, how strong her son became. I said, because he was so weak in his core that to get out on that football field and exert in this heat could have really stressed him, stressed his organs. And we have to take care of the health of our children. So it is just so miraculous to see. And I've already told the story about Allie and about Destiny to the university. They are so excited, and they are the first to be recipients of these grants that we are mobilizing so that we can help them get their homes done. I'm also excited that we have 11 companies now that will finance you getting your home retrofitted, and most of them require a credit score of 650. But we have another company coming on board that requires a credit score right at 500. I was like, what? Yeah, you know, because the credit score is not always reflective of people's their willingness to pay. Sometimes you don't know what kind of crises a person could have had. They were paying, had excellent credit history, and then all of a sudden a spouse dies or they get sick, you know. And they're paying, but they need to work on a payment plan. That's not a reason to taunt them or to alienate or exclude them. That's an opportunity to work with them. And these companies believe in what we do, and that is just so exciting to see and to hear. So, Gagan, this is unbelievable. The miracle, the wisdom, the love, the compassion. Because part of this is the anointing that's on your life that allows you to touch people and know them as if their life force is your own. I mean, I watched you work with this young lady. It was like watching an angel. It was as if you had spread your wing over her and God gave you such revelation knowledge of her needs. And, man, I just want to celebrate you. And I ask the listening audience to celebrate you tonight. Because your work is moving to a global platform. We're getting ready to have a resident journalist traveling with us and archiving all these miracles, because I'm finally getting to the point where we have help to archive this journey. And I'm being scripted to do a video prison narrative or a short film documented on my life and my journey, you know, with this technology, all the families I've met from California to New York City, the fact that we have, you know,
the technology, and we have penthouses in Trump, in the Trump Tower of Chicago that's remediated with this technology. And in the Tower West, Trump Tower West in New York City, is just amazing. The fact that our Cal product is now out of prototype, and or the prototypes have been made, and we are so excited about bringing this finally getting the unit for the cows to market. We have a cartoon version, and then we have kind of like a more subdued version. I love the cartoon version. I've tried it out with some cows in Minnesota, right outside of Minneapolis. And the farmer and the wife said she's never seen these cows this contented. So I'm so excited about positioning our dairy cattle technology, because keeping those cows calm and moving forward in the milking process, you know, is just it's an amazing experience and phenomena to watch these farmers work with these dairy cattle. And these cows, I tell people, I said, we put that technology in the barn, it was as if these cows gained a human intellect. These cows were so in tune with us. I mean, they were just calm. They just calmed right down. And it was like they just formed an assembly line to get on this robot, that milks 50 cows every 12 minutes. It was phenomenal to see. And Mario and Pierre were our heroes in Canada, because they had to get down under the cow, milk the cows, and get samples of the milk before we could retrofit the robot and retrofit the milking center. And a miracle happened, nothing that we even anticipated. We were just trying to get the cows to not absorb the static from the robot and the electrical processes that were being used in milking them. We never, in our wildest dream, imagined that it would increase the energy of the milk. But the milk was so strong and energetic, the farmer could not believe it. I couldn't believe him. Mario couldn't believe it. I mean, Mario's eyes got so big. Mario, I hope you're on the show tonight listening in, because I talk about you and those cows all the time. And,
yeah, I'm on the line, Dr.
Oh, wonderful. Because I have a picture. I circulated your picture with the picture we took with you in front of the cows, because I was too afraid to get that close to the fire. Cows, I just wanted to stay and wave. But, you know, I don't have a learning curve with cows. I don't know if they bite or what they do, but I wasn't going to give them the opportunity to do either. But just the contentment of these cows. I know, Mario, you've been waiting a long time for this cow technology to come down the pike. But it's come down the pike. And we have some more testimonies coming out with the EGB. So to my Canadian family, Gagan, we have a new technology that goes on the glasses. I don't know if I share with you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have so many people with glaucoma that had high pressure in the eyes that are using the technology. It, almost within 4 days, it drops the pressure in the eyes. And some of these people said their pressure has been high for almost all their adult life. And so we have medical doctors now wearing it on their own glasses.
Wow.
And every single one of them has talked about, one of them has a glaucoma really bad. The pressure in her eye was 26. She said it's now 14. The other one had some visual acuity problems. She couldn't see very well. And she said her vision cleared right up. It was a matter of minutes. And she said it's been phenomenal, the clarity that she has in seeing now. So we want to thank you for, you know, your due diligence to really support us in this endeavor. And we look forward. We have prioritized Charlotte because we have so much support there and the infrastructure to being a priority for receiving grants. And we've got some business entities that have contacted us there, and we want to put you in the loop. They want to do a project with an apartment building down there with the technology and other business entities. It's a collaboration of, I think, about three businesses. And so I want you to be there, the liaison for collecting the data for the research study that's going to be done by the Osler Institute down there. So anyway, I want to thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that? Because I did want to hear about your trip to California, if you wanted to share it with us.
Well, I'm kind of excited in terms of this technology as it relates to agriculture or horticulture, because there are a lot of people with greenhouses and also who have hydroponics and grow indoors with lights. So I wanted to really look at what this technology can do, because I know that the EMF levels in some of those places are they got to be really high. And so I've been looking into what your technology can do to help those folks as we have this new emerging cannabis market, which is happening. California is scheduled to go in 2018 recreational, and it will be the largest market in the world. So there is tons of potential opportunity to in this arena. So all I can just say is stay tuned.
Absolutely. And that's a great word, to put a pin right there. Stay tuned, because great things are happening as we begin to set forth these collaborations. And I'm excited also about hydroponic farming, because it's been demonstrated by so many people who have testified and been guests on this radio show about how amazing the water system is and the nanos in enhancing plant growth. I mean, we had the soy farmer on here. He talked about it doubled the size of his soy plants. We had Ms. Clark last week said she brought an aloe plant and set it in the window, and to her amazement, it had doubled in size in about 10 days. We had Rod shared his plant. He used to look out the window and look down to see his little bush under the window. And then a few weeks ago, he looked up and the bush was looking in the window at him. And he went outside. And Mario and the team came over. And they looked down the side of the house and here the bush had started walking. It was like 8 feet along the side of the house. I have been sharing those pictures, Rod, all over. Everybody's just laughing about this solely in, explosive growth. I shared it with two people in Ohio. One of them had an hibiscus tree. He said that tree has forever been about 18 inches tall, stunted in growth. He's lived in the house for about 22 years. He's had the house tubed and remediated for 2 years. He said the hibiscus tree is now about 7 feet tall. It's taller than the house. And I'm like, wow, that is too amazing. So this technology is so diverse in its use and application that it's always wonderful to see how it invites people to apply it in different ways. And we're so excited. I talked to the real estate developer that was on the show about a month ago. He said his son's life has just turned totally on a dime. He was suffering with severe depression. He said, and it's like that whole cloud has rolled off of him. So I'm excited with all the testimonies that are forthcoming about reducing your indoor toxins, the indoor air and radiation toxins, to sustain your life and better your life and, you know, make for a wholesome life. And the solely just lets the happiness of the sun in, and we just get report after report after report of people being so happy and so grateful that the technology is being, you know, is what it is. And for those of you that saw my picture last week, I want you to know, if I shared it last week, I'm going to share it again. I went to Walmart and got carded at Walmart because receiving money, and, you know, you have to give your ID. And it was my, it was one of my relatives. I can't remember if my, which niece or nephew. I was sending them some money for their birthday. And the cashier or the clerk or the associate looked at my ID and asked me if I had a second ID. Then I said, well, let me see. I'm sure I do. I looked in and got a second ID. I said, no one's ever asked me for a second ID. She said, lady, I don't mean no offense, but you don't look like the woman on this driver's license. What do you mean? So this lady looks much older than you. And I gave her the ID. She said, I said, it really is me. I said, you're trying to tell me I look younger? She said, you look amazingly younger. No one would ever think you and the person in this picture are the same person. So ask me if I had a, went on an ego trip. I was so high. I said, wow. Because the picture, I got a couple feedbacks. Hey, Doc, you do look like you're 25 in this picture. So I was stroking my ego for a couple of days that I had to be carded at Walmart because the lady didn't think that my driver's license was really me. But anyway, Gagan, we want this. Anybody have any questions for Gagan? Any testimonies that anyone wants to share tonight on the line? There's so many great things happening. I will say this, that the researcher wants, I need Lynn's testimony, the article that hit the front page of the newspaper. I looked on in my email for that, and because it's in French, I don't know what I'm looking at and if that's the article or not, because my Canadian family have sent me so many wonderful articles. And Gagan, somebody sent me something about doctors now measuring microsurge. I'm telling you, this environmental health campaign is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, everybody is now hearing the beat of the drummer. And I'll circulate that article to the family, to the radio family, so that you can read and get this article needs to go to your doctors, because they're talking about these new care models where doctors are measuring, they're now evaluating the microsurge and its impact on health. So everything we've been saying for a very long time is now coming to the forefront of management. But are there any questions for Gagan? Any comments? Well, if there's no questions, there's no comments. Gagan, you know, we love and celebrate you. And I got to order. You got to give me some ordering stuff for those little hemp cakes that we had. Kim and
yeah.
I were on those
product,
things.
Yes, I'll get those to you.
And we hated that we left out of the city before we got some more. How dare you give us a couple and then run off in the direction?
Well, we're
going to
make you
up
a special batch.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
I'm
good. Okay. This is Jackie from Ohio. Got a question. It's
okay.
So nice to be on the line with all of you guys. It's wonderful to be a part of a huge move of God and just amazing things that are happening. But I have a question, and then I heard you talking about horticulture and you know, the greenhouses, how do you use it in the growth of plants? How do you use it to produce like a hydroponics type, in a hydroponics type setting, how would it be beneficial with the technology and something like that? And how would you, what's the application?
I'm going to let you go first, good God, and I'll just supplement you because, you know, you're the authority in this, and you have actually installed the technology. And so, you know, your creative flow is just off the
Well, this is, okay, this is Mr. LaDon. Okay, I've met you from Ohio. Got it. Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, so all living things, plants are energy.
Right.
So just like what happens when people, when we don't use soil, but we use water, right?
Right.
So water is a conductive medium, more so than, let's just say, the soil.
Okay.
So if plants are growing in water, if we use this technology to take out the static charge, and to energize the water, the plants are going to be energized.
Okay.
And using artificial light and reducing the EMF, the field, it's going to make it safer for one, the people working in that environment, and two, it's going to be greatly beneficial for the plants.
Okay.
Because the earth. The earth oscillates or vibrates at a hertz frequency, and so do our bodies. But we know that electricity is at a kilohertz, which is 1,000 times higher. And then you couple that with microwave energy and Wi-Fi, which is at even a higher level, a gigahertz. So if Mother Nature likes hertz, then this technology reduces the field, so it into a lower field that's compatible with life. It's
affordable.
And that's a great analogy, and I think that we have a gentleman from Canada, Rod, whose family, they are urban farmers. They farm indoors so that they're farming in Canada year-round. And,
right, that's a, and by being in Cleveland, that's the same thought. You know, that's, I'm looking at, they have a hydro, the hydro, you know, where you do the hydroponics or whatever, that type of gardening here. And I met someone in China that has the growing, that growing lights manufacturing. So I was just trying to
So we have so many testimonials of urban farmers, indoor farming, outdoor farming, where the technology is used to retrofit the electrical system. Therefore, all the lights and anything that requires electricity for management is automatically biobalanced and emitting the biobalanced energetics, number one. Then it's put on the gas line so that it decreases the static. It diffuses the carbon monoxide, so the air is cleaner and there's fresher air for, you know, for the plants to even have, because, you know, plants are living, breathing entities.
Right.
And the air is cleaner. And then, of course, the water, as Gagan has said, is energized. And we had a water, one of Gagan's friends in Durham, is into, he's a like a water physicist. He tests all this water, alkaline water machines and entities, chemicals that alkalize water. He has all kinds of equipment, ORP machines and hanometers, where he can measure the pH and the oxygen in the water. He said what blew him away was that when he retrofitted his alkaline water machine, it doubled the oxygen saturation in the water, and it increased the pH. It, and when it took the static out of the water, he said when he drank that water, he felt like levitated, like he was walking on air and walking on fire. And, you know, I've heard that's about the third person
that has retrofitted their alkaline water machine that has said, you know, Doc, this water gave me so much energy. It was almost like I felt lighter. I felt like I was kind of walking air, walking on clouds. And I said, that's true.
It's the oxygen is different.
When the soy farmer got the farm done and he started watering these soy plants with this oxygenated water, he said, first of all, it cleaned the drains. Everybody talks about how the drains in their houses, you know, are they have less plumbing issues from the buildup of minerals. In fact, one house in North Carolina, the gentleman said he had a leak, and he didn't know where the leak was coming from. And so when he put the water system on, it cleaned the pipes, and within about 24 hours, he was able to find the leak because the lime and the gunk in the pipes were not clogging, you know, where the leak was.
Mm-hmm.
He was able, so he was so grateful for, he'd been looking for this leak for years, and he was grateful to find out where it was and then get it properly taken care of. But the water systems have been so fantastic, especially in salons, hair salons, because the stylists say they use less shampoo, less conditioner with greater results, and it just enhances hair colors like 40 going north. So getting back to hydroponic farming, it's excellent because it enhances the environment and makes it more conducive for plants to survive. And we have so much documentation of that. We have a gentleman, a retired executive from the oil industry that owns an estate in the islands, and he flew the team down there, and one of the concerns was he wanted the orchard energized so he could get full growth of all his plants. And we custom built an energy wave system that waved about 100 feet so that it would wave the whole orchard. And he said he had mango trees that wouldn't grow, moringa trees that stunted in growth. He said he had these little potato-like vegetables called pininas or pinas or something like that that were about the size of a boiled egg, and they should be about the size of a medium potato. He said those things just blew up. And the cherry tomatoes he had were the reddest. They were like big red. He said they were just so brilliantly red. Everything in his orchard bloomed. And everything was so, the juice, he said, it was like it enhanced the flavor of everything in the orchard. And so he's so excited about Soli because he's 77 years old. And he was so cute. After we had the show on, put the Soli on the mirror and have it relayed to the North frequency, you know, he did that. And so he sends me a snapshot, and he said, well, how young do I look, Doc? Do I still look 77? He says, I said, no, you're looking right at 50 right about now. His skin looks so amazing. I'll tell you, this Soli is amazing. This Soli is amazing. Good God, I have got to text you the picture that caused me to get carded at Walmart.
Oh, please do.
I'm going to text you so that you and Leslie can be so jealous of me being 25 years old now. Well, listen, it is 9:55. Everybody's been so wonderful. Jackie, we celebrate you being on the show with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie was one of the very, very first people that I trained. She's a diva in Cleveland, Ohio. She went down to the Cleveland Clinic when we used to do health fairs down there and tested people for electromagnetic hypersensitivity. She's one of America's first environmental physicist practitioner. And she has an advertising company in Cleveland where she had these big trucks that drove around with billboard signs, neon signs, a light lit up, and mostly for campaigns.
beautiful campaign. And there was so much radiation coming off of her truck. We had to custom build a system for that truck. But nevertheless, up and down, she knew Dr. A and this system before, or right about when the very first flat battery came out. And so she had seen the complete evolution of this process. It's mind-boggling, isn't it, Jackie?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Absolutely. To see what it has become, absolutely, from where it began to where it's becoming. And I thought, I knew it was the greatest thing then, but now I'm like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
It's so amazing. I mean, because you knew it when it was in one place, and that was at the Cleveland Clinic.
Correct.
In Cleveland, Ohio, where we launched this technology to the world. We were so blessed to have the support of Dr. Charles Modlin, who gave us a platform and a stage to test the efficacy of the product and the claims that we were making, that it was a static blocker and it would block and discharge that static so your body didn't absorb it. And it just went up from there. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And, Jackie, we just love and celebrate you. We appreciate your prayers, your love, your faithfulness. You know, because Jackie was like Sherlock Holmes. I could always count on every few months she's checking in on me, making sure all is well, praying for me, laboring for this technology. And it's just wonderful for you to be on the show tonight, hear about these testimonies that the Don is, the Archangel of Charlotte, is working. He has not one, but two children with rare forms of seizures that he, yes, his first seizure client that he brought to us 2 years ago was having over 600 seizures a day. She was in clinical trials for years on almost close to over 20 clinical medications for seizures to no avail. They had only been able to reduce her seizures down to 300 a day. When Don heard about this technology, he took the training by video online with me. And then I told him not to use the technology. Don't you remember when I said that to Don? I said, this when he called me, he said, I have a child with over 600 seizures a day. I said, do not use the technology. She's too medically fragile. He said, we have to, Doc. She's got a whole medical team, every kind of doctor you can think of. She's surrounded. They can adjust. We can work with the doctors. They can adjust it if she needs to be adjusted. But because they're natural frequencies, he said, because this is a natural process, a natural frequency, a homeopathic technology, he said, this is like a great hope for her. I'm willing to try. And I said, well, listen, you're more skilled in this area than I am. So I'll be on the team. He said, we're going to do this as a team together. And indeed, he measured her. He discovered she needed 3 nano. And that child's seizure, it arrested 98% of her seizure. And things happened in her life that they couldn't think of. She was already a junior in high school. She had never been on the AB honor roll. She couldn't do math at all. She couldn't count money. She couldn't even go to school for a full day because of these seizures. And Gagan had the faith to believe God. When he touched that technology, he was divinely inspired of how to muscle response test her to see. Because the technology was never engineered. It's an electrical safety device. It was never intended to diagnose, treat, or cure a disease. But what we have to realize, and that's why we celebrate Dr. Regina Benjamin, the first female, African-American female Surgeon General of the United States, who had the insight, her team had the insight to begin to educate people that your house is making you sick. And I salute Dr. Ben Carson for continuing on that journey. How do we reduce our exposure to air and radiation toxins? And the Trump administration for carrying forth that whole initiative, because many of these diseases that we're being experienced and exposed to can be prevented. And it's just amazing. I mean, we've had Minister David formerly, and Don, I'm not sure if I share with you, that Minister formerly died 2 weeks ago. They had no going through him. He had taken a trip in a car, and the air conditioning had gone out, and he came to a heat stroke, and he just never made. He came to a heat stroke, and they were trying to put some type of shunt in him, and he arrested. He had like three cardiac arrests, and finally came and passed away. But his story is so remarkable because for 22 years, he was insulin dependent diabetic. He was blind. He had a foot that wouldn't heal. And he was on this radio show several times testifying to the fact that he was no longer needing any diabetic medication, no pills, no insulin, with a hemoglobin A1C was 4.8. That's like perfect. He had the best visual acuity in his eyes. He was legally blind, but his sight came back. And he was just, you know, he was just ecstatic. He didn't have to have his foot amputated. The wound totally healed and has been healed since 2011. Now, that's a miracle. Because it's one thing to heal a diabetic wound. It's another thing for it to stay healed. But he wore nanos in his shoes until the day he died.
Wow.
And we celebrate. So on that note, we're going to say goodnight to everyone. And thank you for being
One
here.
Question. I have one question. One question.
Go ahead.
LaDon, is your number 704?
Yes, it is. 704, correct.
Okay, then. I just want to make sure. I need to ask you a question. I'll call you.
Okay.
Tomorrow sometime. Thank you.
All right.
Good night,
bud.
Good night. Oh, my
God. Rod, your biobalances, I said goodbye to them. They went out the door today.
Okay, good night.
Yeah, good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
We're talking about the
we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we're talking about the we
We're a technology company. We're a certain way.